This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z, first name Anacleto, A-N-A-C-L-E-T-O, date of birth July 13, 1949, date of evaluation September 6, 2022. Yeah. Chief complaint, 73-year-old male seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for left shoulder surgery. The HBI. The patient is a 73-year-old male who suffered a fall from an 8-foot scaffolding on January 25th, 2022. He injured the left shoulder and suffered head injuries. He stated that he was taken to Marin General, but subsequently transferred to the VA Fort Miley. He then underwent observation, period. He had noted ongoing left shoulder pain, period. Pain is described as a dull, then sharp sensation, but depends on movement, period. Pain is typically 4-5/10, but increases to 7/10 with certain movement, period. He has associated decreased range of motion, period. Pain is non-radiating, period. He was initially treated conservatively to include physical therapy, but this worsened his symptoms, period. It was felt that he would require surgery, period. He underwent an EKG, which was abnormal, at which time he was referred for cardiovascular clearance, period. He has had no chest pain or tachypnea or PMD. His cardiovascular risk factors include diabetes and hyperlipidemia. The past medical history, arthritis, neck number vertigo, neck number diabetes, neck number hyperlipidemia, past surgical history, left knee surgery, medications, Aleve, PRN, dexamethasone mouthwash, labetalol for dry skin, atorvastatin, 80 milligrams, HS, allopurinol, and colchicine. The allergies, known on drug allergies, family history, a brother had diabetes, social history, he denies cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review systems. Yes, dizziness, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 143/81, pulse 65. Respiratory rate 16, height 62.5 inches, weight 173 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. A musculoskeletal examination reveals left shoulder range of motion limited to 65 degrees, period. There is severe tenderness on abduction, period. Data review. Point of care glucose on 9622 is 325. The follow-up lab work sodium 139, potassium 4.5, chloride 105, bicarb 25, BUN 1.31, correction, BUN 25, creatinine 1.31, hemoglobin A1C 8.7. The CBC, white blood cell count, 8.0, hemoglobin 13.4, platelets 231, the patient was started on Jardiance, correction, impression. This is a 73-year-old male who was seen preoperatively. He was initially noted to be hyperglycemic, period. He was subsequently started on Genumet 50/500 1 BID and Losartan 50 milligrams daily, period. Subsequent A1C was noted to be elevated, period. His initial point of care glucose was 325, period. Following initiation of treatment, his point of care glucose improved to 122, period. His follow-up blood pressure was 130/78 on Losartan, period. He, as noted, has a left shoulder injury. Patient has multiple cardiac risk factors that include hypertension, diabetes, and hyperlipidemia. In addition, he is noted to be 73 years old, such that age is a contributing factor to his risk, period. Despite the above, he is now clinically cleared for his procedure. He will require follow-up for diabetes and hypertension. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.